Actually, there's another sporting thing going on tonight, which you'd pay a lot of attention to, particularly in New South Wales and Queensland. Origin 2! New South Wales will be hosting Queensland today at the ANZ Stadium. It kicks off just after 8 p.m. Eastern Time. And I'm joined very briefly now by Duncan Hunsdale, ABC News sports reporter. Duncan, is this the day that the Maroons finally relinquish the title?
Well, it's certainly a massive crowd here at Sydney's Olympic Stadium would be hoping so. There's going to be around 84,000 mostly Blues supporters here tonight. And I think the Blues probably aren't going to get a better opportunity to end this Maroons dynasty. The Queensland team's taking in a few players who are under injury clouds. I can tell you that Daly Cherry-Evans, the halfback for Queensland, will play. He's really only had one solid training session in the lead-up to this game, and he's been in doubt with a knee injury, but he will play. And he, of course, is coming in for Cooper Cronk, the regular Queensland halfback who suffered an arm injury in game one. So there are fitness clouds hanging over Greg Inglis, Billy Slater for the Queensland team, while New South Wales has had a pretty solid build-up, and the Blues only need to win this game to wrap up the series victory.
They've won game one before and then gone down in a screaming heap. It built up a lot of people's expectations and then fallen over. Do you think it might finally come to an end tonight? Or is there something about the fact that even though they're injured and wounded, Queensland are just so chock full of champions that they just cannot and will not lose in these circumstances?
Look, it's a very good point you make. The Queensland never say die spirit is always there, and several of these players in the Queensland team are rated as some of the best players that have ever played the game in terms of Slater and Inglis and Cameron Smith, the captain. Of course, just to roll off a few, Jonathan Thurston, there's another one to the list. Mm. And Thurston, of course, didn't have a very good game in game one, and it's very rare for him to underperform. But state of origin, if you're coming into these games and you're not 100% fit, it wouldn't surprise me if one of these Queenslanders who's been under an injury cloud doesn't see out the game, and they've got four forwards on the bench, so Queensland does tonight. So there's not a lot of backup options, whereas in game one they had Cherry Evans on the bench who came in for Cronk. So
pretty handy player to have on the bench. Look, it's going to be a great night, Duncan. Have a great night.
Thanks,
and I hope it goes to game three, whatever happens. That's Duncan Hunsdale, ABC News sports reporter. 7:30, we'll eat Ali with you for Drive.